Hello and welcome to Nerdy Boys Reviews. We are your hosts. I'm Nerdy Boy Scott.
And I'm Nerdy Boy Christian.
This is your weekly nerd podcast where we give you the latest and greatest in nerdy news and trending nerd topics. Explicit content warning, this content may not be suitable for all listeners of all ages. This podcast may contain material that some have deemed to be vulgar, rude, and sometimes even crude. So you have been warned. What up, what up, what up, my motherfucking nerdy peeps? What's going down, everybody, everybody?
Yeah. Oh, we're doing that again?
Yep. Two podcasts in a row. Got him. So, hope everybody's having a grand week. Christian, how you doing, friend?
I'm good.
Awesome. Yeah. That's great news.
It is.
Yeah.
So, what's up? How are you?
Yeah, I'm all right.
Cool.
Thanks.
So, yeah, this is a... This is our nerdy news podcast where we're going to talk about all the news and stuff, guys. But first I'm going to talk about something that, you know, many people in our nerdy community and other communities maybe deal with, and that is anxiety.
Cool. what brought this up, Christian?
I don't know. It's just like something that like I think a lot of people have a hard time like talking about. Or, like, wanting to talk about, because it's, like, if someone's, like, not going through it the same way you are, like, it's hard to understand, and it's hard to really, like, start a conversation, like, so, like, in my experience, a lot of times if I'll talk to someone about it, like, they'll say, oh, well, you know, just find things that make you happy or something like that, you know, and it's, like, you know, I just wanted to kind of talk about, like, what it is and kind of, like, what you guys can do maybe to alleviate it or maybe see if you have it or don't or whatever.
Right.
But pretty much, like, anxiety, it's kind of, like, related in some ways to depression. Like, it's often associated with depression, but it's not, it doesn't have to be, like, you don't have to be depressed to have anxiety, but it is like a symptom of depression kind of.
So how do you tell the difference? Explain what exactly anxiety is. And then can you help explain what are the differences between anxiety and depression?
Yeah, I can a little bit. But yeah, like for me, like anxiety is like some of like the symptoms of it, like are like you kind of like lose your appetite or you tend to overeat, and like you're like just feel tired all the time, and you know if you ever like go to a doctor, they can help you like diagnose it, but you know there are people that are also misdiagnosed, so you mean you don't have to necessarily do that, but for me it's mm-hmm. like it's people often associate it as like an emotion, like it's like a feeling, like. That comes and goes, and like you know, emotions like happiness, anger, like all that stuff, they're like fleeting things. You know, they come and they go, and you know, they can make huge impacts on our life. We can you know decide to do things because we're angry that have lasting effects on our entire lives, but it's not the same. Like anxiety is something that's like always there. Like you can be happy and you can distract yourself, but like eventually, like that same kind of feeling comes back, and it just feels like there's like a massive weight on you, like. You tend to overthink, you kind of feel like, you know, something in, like, the pit of your stomach a lot, or, like, you know, like, for me, like, occasionally, like, I'll even, like, feel my stomach, like, it'll feel like it's pumping, because I'm overthinking things, but it's, like, also not rational, like, for me, like, I'll get anxiety, and I'll tell myself, like, it's not rational, and I'll say, like, you know, I'll tell myself, like, this is, like, what is logically going to happen, or this is the rational explanation for this, but, like, it doesn't change how you feel, you know, like, doesn't get you out of that, like, you know, it's, like, something that you just can't help but feel, you know, and for me, like, I'll do things I enjoy, like, podcasting, or music, or going out with friends, and things like that, and it'll distract you, and whatever, but it doesn't, like, solve the problem, necessarily,
yeah.
Like, there are ways to deal with it, and like there are resources out there. Like if you can Google it, like there are people you can talk to, and there are like people that will text you. And you know, it will probably cost money, but I'm sure it's affordable. Like and it's worth it. Like I'm a huge advocate of therapy. I've never gone to therapy. I probably should, but therapy is good. Like people go to the doctor because they hurt their leg, but people won't go for their brain. Doesn't make any sense, you know. Like it's like the most important part of your body. So I mean, I don't go to the doctor anyway because I'm a terrible person. But you know, it's like if you're going through it, reach out to people that you trust, that are your friends, that are actually your friends. Because I've had people that are like, yeah, we're such good friends or whatever, and then like they'll say, you know, you can talk to me about this or that. And if I talk to them, like, they'll be like, I can't listen to you talk this way and stuff like that. And I'm not going to say who these people are. They probably don't listen, so they won't know anyway. But
People actually tell you this.
Yeah, yeah. I actually, you know.
Maybe we'll have to have a chat after the podcast about it.
I actually, like, had a friend, and I was talking to them kind of about, like, something, like, I was really anxious about. And, like, it was like, I've been feeling, like, weird about it for, like, weeks, you know. And, like, you know when people are like, you expect them to understand. And right. stuff, and because they tell you, oh, yeah, I understand, you know, I'm your friend or whatever. And then when like I was talking to them, like they said, like they literally said to me, like, I can't listen to you talk this way, and like just stop talking to me.
What the hell?
Like, and I was like, like, it's not like, for me with anxiety, it's my problem. Anybody who has anxiety, it's no one else's problem. It's yours to deal with, kind of, you know. Like, you can't expect other people to solve it for you. You can't use it as an excuse to be a shitty person. Like, I know people that do, like, oh, well, I'm just having anxiety, so I'm not going to talk to people and shit like that. Like, you need to be,
right.
Like, it's not an excuse to be disregarding of other people. It's not something that anybody else can do for you. Like, and I do it. I know I do it to myself. I know I put myself in that position to be anxious about things, you know?
Right.
It's just, you know, finding ways to deal with that or finding ways to avoid that kind of situation. So.
Righto.
If anybody who listens to this deals with that or deals with any form of anxiety and, you know, like, I understand, like, some people say, oh, you know, you haven't been diagnosed or whatever, like, not just to me, but to anybody, like, you can't claim to have it, or, like, oh, well, yours isn't as bad as mine or whatever. Like, just because someone else's situation is worse doesn't invalidate your situation. Anybody out there has any problem, find someone to talk to. We'll talk to you if you want to reach out to us. You can get a hold of us through all our social media or through our website. I would love to talk to anybody who's dealing with something similar or just has any sort of issues, because it's important to talk, because if you don't talk about it, like, you know, you're just going to sit there and feel miserable all the time. That's not okay either.
Right. Okay. It's very enlightening.
Yeah.
Very enlightening. So yeah, if you guys do deal with depression or anxiety, either or, yeah, you can feel free to reach us through all of our social media, Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, Snapchat. On our website, there's a link to a personal email. And all those sites I just mentioned also have direct messaging. Obviously, we don't expect you to, you know, put it out like in a mention on Twitter or whatever, right. Or like in a comment section on Instagram. You can obviously direct message us, and we would both love to talk to you. You know, if you want to talk to one of us specifically, just address that in the message, and, you know, gladly. Just let whoever you want to talk to.
Yeah, definitely. So that's all on that. Sorry to start on like kind of a downer or whatever, but, you know, we just want everyone out there to know, like, we're here for you, and, you know, like, you're not alone. So yeah. Let's do you have anything else? Do you have any keeping up with the Scotty Boy kind of stuff or whatever? I mean, we've been hitting the gym. You're starting your diet again.
Yeah.
So that's pretty exciting. Guys, I did arm workouts yesterday, and my arms are not sore, but my core is sore, and that makes no fucking sense.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah, I mean, it could happen.
Yeah. But, you know, we're going to get swole, so that's going to be cool. We're going to be swoley boys.
I'm not going to be a fat boy anymore.
But, oh, you've been playing Fortnite a lot. That's new. Yeah. That's newer. You haven't
that
been doing
newer.
That so much. Yeah.
I think, you know, I was on PUBG a lot, and just kind of came down to, it's just like, there's a lot of server problems. There's like a lot of cheater problems, because, you know, they have like different, like, you know, geographical servers. You know, NA for North America, Asia, Oceanic, EU for everybody out there in the EU and stuff like that. But, you know, because like the Asian servers are so overloaded, and they literally just like, they, you know, there's people that can't even get into the servers because that's how just overloaded they are. They like pretty much started coming over into like the North American servers, and like there's like a lot of hackers and cheaters that come into the server, and it makes the game like a lot less fun, you know. And you can really, like, once you play the game for, you know, a couple hundred hours like I have, you really, you know, you just watch the kill cam and you can tell when somebody's cheating. But, you know, I try to, you know, it is what it is, but it does, you know, take an ounce of like enjoyment out of it. And you know, PUBG is like a highly kind of stressful game in a way, you know, because it is a little bit like more realistic. But like, you know, Fortnite is very like, it's like in a cartoonish world, and there's a building aspect, there's a lot of skill aspect to it. But I just like don't feel like annoyed or like triggered when I fucking die in that game. So it's like I kind of switched over to Fortnite. I've been having like a lot of fun with it. I haven't been streaming at all pretty much lately. Gonna try to get back into, you know, streaming a couple times a week. And, you know, I have my own streaming Twitter. I think it's Captain Hot Sauce, I'm pretty sure. That is the Twitter. Let me check real quick just to make sure if you guys want to drop me a follow. And then go over to twitch.tv / I forgot what it is. I think I switched it to Captain Hot Sauce. I'm not sure. Yep. Twitch.tv / Captain Hot Sauce is my Twitch and my Twitter account. And it has, you know, my actual picture on it. So you'll know when you see it. And then, you know, I'll kind of keep Twitch, you know, updates on there if you guys are interested in like watching me play video games at all, you know, love, you know. And you don't have to just talk to me about video games, you know, any nerdy things that, you know, you may have always kind of wanted to ask me. It's a very good platform for you guys to come and ask me as well.
Yeah, definitely. So check that out. I've been playing some Overwatch, which I still suck at. But if you want to ever play Overwatch,
you're getting better though
with me,
except for, you know, when you aim like all the way up the wall.
Oh yeah, totally miss every shot. Yeah.
It's funny watching him play Tracer, because you'll have like these moments where like he just kind of goes off and like kills like quite a few people, and then all of a sudden like he'll like teleport and he'll try to aim at somebody, but like he's aiming to the left, and then like as he's aiming, he just like starts shooting up the wall like he fucking like is having a stroke while trying to shoot.
Yeah, I'm not very good, guys. I'm really bad at aiming, but
it's quite hilarious.
If you have Overwatch on Xbox, my name is Nerdy Boy Spidey, Spidey. So if you want to play some Overwatch with me on Xbox, then, you know, hit a homie up.
And then my Xbox name is Nerdy Boy Inhuman # Jacked from Christian. I do have a Captain Hot Sauce account. I think it's like Captain Hot Sauce 91 or something like that. So I might make that my main account. I don't know. But yeah, you can add any one of those three accounts if you ever interested in playing some Xbox games with us. So yeah.
Yeah. And just real quick, you know, we've been shouting out, please review and rate us and subscribe and everything. We got a new review that I didn't realize we got on December 29th of last year. So, you know, the end of the year. So it's been there for about a month now. From Deadpool0218. He gave us 5 stars. He put in the subject line, "Stay nerdy," and then wrote, "I love nerdy boys." Or "I love the nerdy boys."
Sorry. I love you.
So thank you very much, Deadpool0218. I don't know who that really is. I mean, I only know a few of our listeners, really. So
yeah. Well, and it's no offense to anybody. You know, we would love to give to know any one of you guys. You just have to hit us on social media. We do have a couple of, you know, reoccurring listeners that actually do, you know, interact with us on social media. But exactly, it's like we can only get to know you if you introduce yourself. Don't be shy. Get in there. You know, ask us questions. We love that kind of stuff. You know, share us with your friends and family. Leave us reviews, such as this Deadpool feller. He sounds so like a nice guy. You
yeah,
know?
Sweet guy, sweet guy,
sweet.
So yeah, all right. Let's get into the news then.
This is the NBR news live from the NBR in-home studios. Christian, back to you.
All right. So, quick bits of news. Hans Zimmer is going to be scoring Dark Phoenix. That's cool, I guess. I'm sure you guys are all familiar with Hans Zimmer.
Who doesn't know Hans Zimmer, dude?
Yeah, he did the Dark Knight movies and stuff. And we also have images of Brie Larson in the Captain Marvel suit, which has started Costume Gate 2018.
What?
Because it's like black and green. Look, guys, what do we tell you all the time? Like, this is why we don't talk about pictures, right? Because people just explode over them, and then you see them on screen, and you're like, that's fucking awesome. Like, like... It's true, though, right? Like,
Definitely true.
Look, the costume design is good. I like the costume design. You might not like the look of it I don't care about the colors right now. Like, the original Captain Marvel, his was white and green. Okay, not black and green, white and green, but whatever. Like, you have to start somewhere, guys. It's okay. It's okay. Remember the pictures of Black Panther from Civil War? They were fucking atrocious. It looked like he was wearing a black garbage bag, okay? But the suit in the movie looks fucking cool, so just fucking calm down,
people. It's called CGI, friends. Look, here's the thing. If you guys, you know, we did post this on Instagram, so just another reason to follow us. We do try to post as many, set images as, you know, we can that we deem worthy of our Instagram fame.
Yeah.
But, you know, if you go in the comment section, you know, we're a slight conversation with somebody that decided to comment on it. And, you know, it's a very, very good theory. It's just, you know, if you notice, those are Kree color schemes.
Yeah.
And, you know, as you know, Kree had a part to play in the reason she got her powers. And, you know, it's probably just some sort of evolutionary suit that this is like the prototype suit. And it's going to have to do something with the Kree and, you know, all those things. I can't explain all the details, but it's a pretty solid, you know, theory. And, you know, if you guys have any theories, let us know.
Yeah, I mean, it's whatever. I mean, who cares?
It's
anyway,
whatevs, so motherfucker.
First bit of real news. Infinity.
Real news, hashtag not the fake news, CNN.
Infinity War, Russo's talk Nomad Captain America, and more. Avengers Infinity War directors Anthony and Joe Russo did a wide-ranging interview with the Happy, Sad, Confused podcast and talked about the new Nomad Captain America, Carol Danvers, whether time travel is involved, and the Black Widow solo movie. So, Anthony Russo said this of Captain America's new look and persona. You'll see in the trailer that he's embracing the spirit of Nomad. It was always our intent the moment we got involved with that character to deconstruct him. That's what we like. What? I'm sorry, guys. I'm trying to do like a nerd voice, but it's like a country voice now. Anyway.
That's what we like.
That's what
dude, it kind of automatically does come off as twangy.
They fucking hell. That's what we like. That's what we found interesting. With a character called Captain America, you have to address the concept of who he is because his identity is tied to this country. His country, sorry. We thought it would be a very compelling narrative if he got into conflict with his identity and his country. The path he's following is the same path he followed at the end of Civil War, which is he's a character without a country. For those who don't know, the Nomad iteration of Captain America dates back to 1974 when Steve Rogers took on the new identity after becoming disillusioned with the corrupted U.S. government. The Nomad moniker was taken on by several others over the years, including Jack Monroe, a.k.a. the Third Bucky. That's a little disingenuous. Anthony Russo said this of Brie Larson's Captain Marvel debuting in Infinity War. We may be depicting Carol Danvers. Okay. It's interesting when you get to play with characters in this universe because you are dealing with actors who have been playing parts for almost a decade. It's interesting to bring new energy into the mix.
When did Brie Larson become Donald Trump?
No, this is Anthony Russo.
Oh, Anthony Russo. Yeah. Oh. Of Brie Larson. Okay, I got it.
Yeah, it's interesting to bring new energy into the mix, especially when you're doing this massive mosaic of a story. There will be massive surprises in these stories. We won't confirm or deny, but there's certainly going to be some curveballs thrown at the audience.
Dude, holy shit, that sounded like that could have been like a Trump quote somewhere.
Massive, like, the best.
The best.
The brothers also confirmed that.
But I don't know if Trump necessarily would know about the word mosaic.
Yeah, he would probably be like, is that Muslim?
Is that Muslim?
The brothers also confirmed that the title of the fourth Avengers film may not be revealed until after the third film is released. Part of the concept of the title is it's advancing the narrative, said Joe Russo. So we're going to sit on that until we feel the time is right. And people have absorbed the first movie. They did, however, address the recent rumors that spread about time travel being utilized to bring Tony Stark, a.k.a. Robert Downey Jr., back to the era of the 2012 Avengers after set photos showed Steve Rogers, Chris Evans, in his old uniform. Certainly there is a 5-minute sequence in Civil War around a piece of technology that was laid in for a very specific reason. said Anthony Russo. If you go back and look at the film, you may get a hint as to the direction. That piece of tech is most likely binarily augmented retroframing, or BARF, which allowed Tony to re-immerse himself with old memories. Speaking of exploring the past, the brothers also confirmed the rumors that Marvel Studios is working on a Black Widow solo movie, and that it may delve into her shady history as a Russian spy. We're very happy for that. It's such a rich, interesting character, said Joe Russo. There's so much to explore with a character whose history was as a villain. Scarlett does such a good job playing that character. You get so used to that character that I'm going to say character 30 more times before this is over, that you forget that the character's history is that she's a villain. So there's a lot of really compelling stories to tell about someone who has a dark past. An unprecedented cinematic journey, 10 years in the making, and spanning the entire Marvel Cinematic Universe, Marvel Studios Avengers Infinity War brings to the screen the ultimate, deadliest showdown of all time. The Avengers and their superhero allies must be willing to sacrifice all in an attempt to defeat the powerful Thanos before his blitz of devastation and ruin puts an end to the universe. Confirmed cast members for Avengers Infinity War so far include Robert Downey Jr., Chris Evans, Mark Ruffalo, Scarlett Johansson, Chris Hemsworth, Tom Hiddleston, Anthony Mackie, Paul Bettany, Elizabeth Olsen, Jeremy Renner, Chadwick Boseman, Sebastian Stan, Don Cheadle, Chris Pratt, Dave Bautista, Zoe Saldana, Palm Clementeef, Benedict Cumberbatch, Benedict Wong, Sean Gunn, Tom Holland, Paul Rudd, and Josh Brolin.
Oh, okay, dude. So cool.
Yeah, so...
there's, like, a lot of stuff in there.
Yeah, there's a lot to dissect.
Okay, first, but... right? Holy shit. What is happening?
Damn it, Billy.
Damn it, Bobby. Anyways... ridiculous, right?
Oh, the Nomad thing?
Yeah.
No, that's not ridiculous.
It is, though. Because, like... in the Civil War storyline, like the comics and stuff, like, I mean, obviously a little bit different, whatever, but he never loses sight of country. He always has his ideals of his country, and he never turns his back on his country. He turns his back on the government. There is a difference.
Right, but, you know, as the government is the country, essentially. It's representative of the country. So that's why, I mean, that's why in the comics he takes on the Nomad kind of thing.
No, I can accept like the Nomad theme, but like the notion that, well, obviously he's right. His identity is tied with his country. But he said, he's a character without a country. No, that's not true.
Well, I mean, that's what they're doing. That's the direction they're going with it. That was
well,
the whole point.
I'm saying is that I disagree with that direction that he is a man without a country now. Like, I can accept that, you know, he's like a nomadic person, or, you know, an extremist, some people would put it.
Well, isn't that, I mean, that was the whole point of making that kind of adaptive choice for Civil War, is that, you know, like, his government has turned against him, his country has kind of turned against him. So why would he represent a country that wants to, like, force people to do things, you know?
What? But he consistently always fights that this isn't like the true American way and things like that.
Yeah.
And technically SHIELD is not the actual government.
No, but it's a fraction of the government. But I mean, and the papers came down from the government, not from SHIELD.
Yeah.
So,
but I mean, he can still fight against it, though, like, and doesn't mean that he no longer has a country. It doesn't mean that people have turned their back on him.
I mean, he's technically a terrorist to America now. Like,
no, not to America, or because SHIELD probably, like, labeled him as that, but that's SHIELD's opinion. That's not the American people's opinion.
Maybe not, but
like,
it's...
I can't even say that, because we never actually get the American people's opinion, but... you can't just sit there and say, yeah, because SHIELD, a non-government organization, like, deemed him that way, you know?
Well, if he came back to the U.S., the government would track him down because they would consider him a terrorist for not signing the Sokovia Accords.
Maybe.
So.
I don't know, but like I said, like, that's the government. He still has his country, though.
I mean, overall, I think that it's a good direction to go in and
disagreed.
Yeah.
Fake
that's
news.
That's the that's what it boils down to, right?
Fake news, bullshit. But,
well, I mean, because I accept that from Civil War, and you just didn't really like Civil War.
You just accept things. the way they are. You have no fight in your body.
No, I love Captain America, like, and what they've done with him in the movies, and I think, like, Nomad is an important direction for him. I think it'll bring you to a place where you have this deep, kind of rich emotional thing from him. And you might disagree with the writers, which is fine to do, death of the author, you know. It, just take away from what's in the movie, not from what the writers are saying about it, because, you know...
But even so, it's like no proof that sits there and says that he doesn't have a country, that, you know what I mean? Like,
right. Well, yeah, there's no evidence
making
in,
it that way
if,
now.
If there's no evidence in the movie and the script, then it doesn't have to exist to you. That's the thing. That's what they're saying. So, you know, we'll have to watch the movie, judge for ourselves. And if we think what they're saying is utter bullshit, then we will think that.
And
that makes it valid. So, yeah, I mean, I think Nomad is the right direction. I think we both agree on that. We just don't agree on whatever they're saying. Why did they have to fucking throw Jack Monroe under the bus like that? I don't appreciate that. Anyway, Carol Danvers, who we don't know if she's going to show up or not. I mean, that's kind of unimportant. So
more just nonsense and talking about whatever.
Yeah. Oh, the so okay, because set photos, yeah, maybe that Tony Stark, you know, we saw him use that technology to kind of go back to, like, you know, his family's living room or whatever when he was giving that speech at MIT or whatever, you know, and so that's what they're kind of referring to here. Maybe that piece of technology comes back and, you know, he can do that whole shit. I mean,
yeah,
guys, I don't care, really. Like, let's just go fucking watch the movie already when it comes out. So
yeah.
There you go.
Brie Larson researches Captain Marvel plus Jackson on Nick Fury. Oscar-winning Brie Larson from Room Kong Skull Island continues to take her lead role as Carol Danvers in Marvel Studios' Captain Marvel pretty seriously, having appeared in an Instagram photo at Nellis Air Force Base in Nevada, researching F-15 fighter aircrafts. In other Captain Marvel news, Samuel L. Jackson recently spoke to the AV Club about reprising a younger 90s era Nick Fury in the upcoming film. He had this to say: "We're going back now, and I meet Captain Marvel in a more of an origin story. You'll see Nick Fury with another guy's face, somebody that's got two eyes, so that'll be a big deal. You'll see it's prior to the eye injury, no eye patch. Of course, it's not quite a big deal, as Jackson says, as eagle-eyed Marvel fans remember in Captain America's The Winter Soldier when Robert Redford's Alexander Pierce showed Steve Rogers a photo of a younger two-eyed Nick Fury when he was Deputy Chief of S.H.I.E.L.D. Station in Bogado, Colombia. I probably butchered that, but that's okay.
No, that's fine. That's fine. Yeah.
So the first bit of news, who cares? There's nothing new. It's called, you know, method acting. It's called people doing the research.
It's called your fucking job.
Do you fucking, just want a fucking round of applause for it, dude? Oh, good shit, dude.
And, nobody really cares about what, I mean, I love Samuel Jackson, but he didn't really say anything important.
Right.
So anyway, Marvel's Daredevil adds Joanne Whaley as Matt Murdock's mom, because she's fat. I'm just kidding, she's not fat.
Mother?
Fans may recall the ending of Marvel's The Defenders, spoiler alert if you haven't watched it, as a bedridden Matt Murdock suffers from his wounds. One of the nearby nuns says, "Get Maggie, tell her he's awake." The name drop is a bombshell for fans of Daredevil comics, as Sister Maggie is none other than Matt Murdock's very own mother, and Marvel has now cast the part. Guys, if you listen to our Defenders review, I said that, alright? I said that, so fuck off.
Yeah.
Joanne Whaley, from The Bourgeois, Gossip Girl, and Wolf Hall, has joined the cast in the pivotal role, which appears to indicate that the series will be taking its cues from the Born Again storyline, wherein the Kingpin finally learns the identity of Daredevil and becomes obsessed with killing the man without fear. We are big fans of Joanne's work and are fortunate that someone of her caliber will be joining our already talented family, said executive producer Jeff Loeb. Showrunner Eric Olsen adds, Joanne is a rare talent and a terrific creative collaborator. Watching her bring her role to life has the writers all pinching ourselves. Well, don't do that. Self-harm is not the answer, guys. She joins a cast that includes Charlie Cox, who plays Matt Murdock, slash Daredevil, Deborah Ann Woll, who plays Karen Page, Vincent D'Onofrio, who plays Wilson Fisk, slash the Kingpin, Aiden Henson, who plays Foggy Nelson, and Wilson Bethel, who they don't tell us who the fuck they play.
Awesome. Yeah, I mean, we already knew that, you know, Get Maggie was, you know, a nod to his mom. Obviously, if you guys didn't listen to our Daredevil podcast, shame on you, first off. And then second off, go listen to it now. And third, I mean, we're always right. So what's new there?
Yeah, totes.
Vacation directors Goldstein and Daly to direct a Flashpoint movie. Oh boy, here we go. Warner Brothers had finally found a replacement director for their upcoming Flash solo movie titled Flashpoint, and they're going to need two directing chairs, as Variety reports. The directing team of John Francis Daly and Jonathan Goldstein are in negotiations to direct the film. The outlet notes that WB has been stalling development on the project to make sure Starz Ezra Miller's schedule is cleared, having just completed filming on Fantastic Beasts number 2. Now, though, with a fresh rewrite of the script in hand and in hand that leans a little more towards the comedic than previously expected, the studio has topped the Vacation and Gaming Night pair. To direct, Goldstein and Daly are no stranger to superheroes either, having previously penned the first draft of Marvel Studios' Spider-Man Homecoming last year at San Diego Comic-Con. DC revealed that the Flash solo film would be based on the popular event series Flashpoint, the 5-issue 2011 comic book series from Geoff Johns and Andy Kubert, where the Flash alters the entire course of the DC universe by going back in time to fix one thing. When Barry Allen wakes at his desk, he discovers the world has changed. Family is alive, loved ones are strangers, and close friends are different, gone or worse. It's a world on the brink of a cataclysmic war, but where are Earth's greatest heroes to stop it? It has previously been reported that several different members of the Justice League cast will reprise their roles in Flashpoint, including Jason Momoa as Aquaman, Gal Gadot as Wonder Woman, and Ray Fisher as Cyborg. It remains to be seen if any of them will appear. What? I'm so confused. Let me reread that sentence, and then let me move on to the next sentence. Just to make sure that I'm not completely retarded or something. It has previously been reported that several different members of the Justice League cast will reprise their roles in Flashpoint, including Jason Momoa as Aquaman, Gal Gadot as Wonder Woman, and Ray Fisher as Cyborg. It remains to be seen if any of them will appear.
Yeah, it was reported, but I'm reported so doesn't mean confirmed.
Okay. If Ben Affleck will reprise as the Dark Knight in the feature, Goldstein and Daly step in to the helm to feature after two other directors have been hired and departed the project. That's such a nice way to say it. Seth Graham Smith was the first to join The Flash and later replaced by the Dopes movie Rick who cited credit differences as he left the film. No current release date is set for Flashpoint, and what's new from the DCU?
This article pretty much exists just to say, hey guys, we're not really giving you any new information. Like, these guys are tapped for it. Maybe they will, maybe they won't. Maybe they'll be fired, or maybe they'll leave because of creative differences. Who fucking knows? This movie has been a mess from start to finish. Maybe it'll result in a decent movie, but who fucking knows?
I mean, do we expect anything out of Warner Brothers from this point? Like,
no.
I don't even know what is going on.
I don't fucking know. Anyway, like, that article is like, a lot of these things may or may not happen, guys.
Yeah,
there's no confirmed release date. Okay, anyway, moving on to more DC news. This Is Us star Ron Cephas Jones cast as the Wizard in Shazam, the Wizard also named Shazam. The Wrap reports that Emmy-nominated actor Ron Cephas Jones from This Is Us and Mr. Robot has joined the cast as cast of Shazam as the Wizard, the mysterious figure who bestows Billy Batson with his mystical powers. That sounds dirty. In the most recent version of the Shazam story from DC, which the film appears to be following, the Wizard, sometimes also referred to as Shazam, later named Mamaragon, Mamaragon. Yeah, I said that right. In an ancient, is an ancient being and the last surviving member of a council of wizards who must find a champion to battle the evil Black Adam, eventually choosing Billy. Ron Suffis Jones has previous comic book experience as well. He played someone in Marvel's Luke Cage. It's like one of the barbershop guys. He joins Asher Angel, who is set to star in the film as Billy Batson, with Zachary Levi taking on the titular hero, and his alter ego, Mark Strong, is going to be playing Dr. Savannah, who he was in Tinker Tailor, Soldier, Spy, and Sherlock Holmes, and he was also in Kingsman, so that's a thing. Other cast members include Jack Dylan Grazer, Grace Fulton, Ian Chen, and Jovan Armand as Billy Batson's friends that live in a group home with him. So that's cool. If you guys don't know anything, like, all right, if you guys don't know why they changed the wizard's name, it's because they gave the name Shazam to the main character, who was previously Captain Marvel, and they had to change his name as a result of a lawsuit with Marvel. And that's why we have Captain Marvel, the movie, coming out from Marvel Studios and not Captain Marvel, aka Shazam, coming out from DC. So, yeah, I mean, that kind of doesn't really clear much up for you, but there you go.
Yeah, should be good, should be good. All right, so solo plot synopsis teases dark and dangerous criminal underworld. Walt Disney Studios has released a slew of new information about their upcoming 2018 release, and among them is the very first plot synopsis from the upcoming Solo, a Star Wars story. It reads as follows. Aboard the Millennium Falcon and journey to a galaxy far, far away in Solo, a Star Wars story, an all new adventure with the most beloved scoundrel in the galaxy. Through the series of daring escapades deep within a dark and dangerous criminal underworld, Han Solo meets his mighty future co-pilot Chewbacca and encounters the notorious gambler Lando Calrissian. In the journey that will set the course of one of the Star Wars saga's most unlikely heroes.
Yeah, totally.
I feel like you ordered this just so I can read it.
No, I actually wanted to read that, but then it just ended up. Ha-ha! But yeah.
Take that, you scoundrel.
You hate Han Solo, for the record. But
yes.
You know what I'm most excited about for this movie is fucking Donald Glover as Lando Calrissian, because I'm a huge fan of Lando Calrissian, and I don't know why the fuck we haven't seen him in any of the new Star Wars movies. That's a fucking thing, guys. I want to see Lando Calrissian.
I mean, maybe, you know, because, you know, assumingly everyone else is old in the new Star Wars. He was old, and he probably died.
Well, that's unfortunate. Like, he doesn't seem like the kind of guy that would just die, you know? Like,
yeah, I mean, he's fucking immortal.
He's pretty important. He blew up the second Death Star, guys. Like, that's important. Like, I don't know. I don't know. But
I agree. They should bring him back.
And, like, it's Billy Dee Williams. Like, he's great.
Who don't love Billy Dee Williams?
Yeah, he's on the cool side of the pillow.
The cool side of the pillow.
Yeah, but, I mean, anyway, yeah. I will see the stupidly named Solo Star Wars story movie.
Yeah.
I don't know if you will or not, but, I mean, whatever.
# start the protest.
The thing is, the movie will do well, even though it's, like, coming out right after Deadpool and in Avengers Infinity War. Like, it'll do well because it's Star Wars, you know? And it's important for it to do well because that might mean more anthology films like # Obi-Wan Kenobi, which is a film I want really bad.
Ooh, that would be a good one.
So, yeah,
that would be das good.
Yeah, that's what I'm looking forward to, guys. I love Star Wars. You know what I love as well is Lord of the Rings. All right, but we're not talking about that right now. Anyway, so fuck. Yeah. You know what, though?
Shut up.
That's all our news, guys. So I'm just going to say real quick, right? I've been thinking of, like, new tattoo ideas, right? Oh, Scott has a very disappointed face, like, that I'm still talking. But
go ahead, yeah, finish your thought.
I
want to
get, like, some Silmarillion-style tattoos, guys. Like,
that would be so cool!
I'm going to get Huon, the Great Wolf, and I want to get Ungoliant, who's, like, the spider spirit, and I want to get Arendelle the Mariner. Like, that's going to be great.
Dude, that would be so cool!
You sound very sarcastic, but I think you're being serious. I think you're being serious.
No, not the fuck.
But yeah, Anyway, I'm sure Scott's tired of sitting and talking, so we're gonna wrap up. And you know, we'll see you guys soon, real fucking soon, okay?
Real fucking soon.
If you liked anything you heard in this podcast at all, make sure you hit that subscribe button. All right, you can find us on almost any podcast service site. Like, I found us on ones I've never even fucking heard of before, but we just show up in their directory. Yeah, we just show up in directories, so that's pretty cool. But yeah, like us. Subscribe, rate, and review us. If you guys leave us a review, we will shout you out.
Hell yeah, yeah. Dog.
So, totes.
We're your host, Nerdy Boy Scott.
I'm Nerdy Boy Christian. And as always, we have one message for you, and that is, fuck off. Stay nerdy, boys.